Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good afternoon. It's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, thieves are continuing to target mass and church goers in Donegal. A number of cars were broken into yesterday in the vicinity of Dromahol and Castlefin. Tributes are being paid to the young Donegal woman who died in an accident in Australia on Friday. Over €100,000 has been raised for a GoFundMe account raised by the GAA Club in Melbourne to support Mariella Molloy's family and her two friends who were in the vehicle with her. An SDLP MP says she believes the DUP will accept a deal to restore the Stormont Assembly, and a man is critically ill following a shooting in Waterford. And later in the bulletin, we'll have sports news with Kenny Harkin. That's coming up at around 5:15. First, though, this evening, a missing teenager from Dublin may be in the Donegal area. Gardaí are seeking people's help in tracing the whereabouts of Jade Burns. The 17-year-old has been missing from the Blanchardstown area since the 29th of November. She's described as being approximately 5 feet 9 inches in height, with blonde hair of medium build with blue eyes. It's believed Jade may have travelled to both Donegal and Longford over the period she's been missing. Anyone with information on her whereabouts is being asked to contact Gardaí. Thieves are continuing to target mass and churchgoers in Donegal. A number of cars were broken into yesterday in churches in Castlefin and Dromahol. With more details, here's Catherine Gaffney.
Investigations are continuing into a theft from a car parked in St Mary's Church in Castlefin between 11am and 11:40am in the car park while the owner was at Mass. The passenger side window of the car was smashed and a handbag was stolen. Two cars were also targeted in St Columba's Church in Dromahol between 10am and 25 past 10 yesterday morning. The front passenger window was smashed on each car. Nothing was taken from one of the cars, but there were a few items taken from the other, namely a black Apple iPad and a handbag. Meanwhile, a car was broken into at the Caron Presbyterian Church in Castlefin at around 10:30am yesterday morning. The locking mechanism of the boot was damaged and a small sum of cash was stolen. Gardaí and Letterkenny are investigating all thefts, and anyone with information is being asked to contact them on 074 9167 100.
Tributes are being paid to the young Donegal woman who died in what's been termed a freak accident in Australia on Friday. 26-year-old Mary Ellen Molloy from Ardrah died in Melbourne when a tree fell on the taxi in which she was travelling. Two of her friends were also in the car at the time. One requires spinal surgery. The second escaped unharmed. Her uncle and local councillor, Anthony Molloy, says the family have received enormous support from the local community and beyond, and that cannot be measured. He was speaking on today's 9 till noon show.
I'm just lost for words, like, of how, first of all, how good a natured girl she was, sensible girl. At the same time, she had that what as well, and she loved life, and she was always good humoured, and you know, her smile, she had a great smile, and when she walked into a room, Greg, like, she would light up a room, there's no doubt about that. We as a family, we're deeply grateful, and I have to stress this, like, for the outpouring, first of all, like, of grief that's out there, but for all the support that we have received, Greg, it's just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And that's from the community here in Ardrah, outside Ardrah and the county, outside the county, I have to say, it's just unbelievable. And, you know, like, just again, like, you know, Mary Ellen was so loving and kind to everyone that Mary, you know, that supposed to, you know, that kindness has been repaid to her and full, you know, to her family now. And, you know, we're not sure yet. And, like, suppose at this present moment in time, you know, there's so many people to thank, like, in the so early days. But suppose, you know, we have received support, like, from the director of nursing in Melbourne Hospital, where she worked. And, you know, friends, neighbours and loved ones, you know, they've all rallied around. It's just unbelievable.
And that was Anthony Molloy. There will a GoFundMe page established by St Kevin's GAA Club in Melbourne to support Mary Ellen's family and the two friends who were with her has now raised in excess of €100,000. An SDLP MP says she believes the DUP will accept a deal to restore the Stormont Assembly. Talks aimed at breaking the three-year deadlock broke down last week after the DUP rejected a compromise deal. As talks paused for Christmas, the leaders of the main churches have encouraged the parties to do a deal in January. SDLP MP Claire Hanna is confident that will happen and that would avert the threat of Assembly elections early in 2020.
However ungovernable Northern Ireland feels, we have to remind ourselves that somebody will always have to make decisions, and it's for us to decide whether we want those decisions to be taken in a manner that's consistent with power sharing. And the only way for that to happen is through the Assembly. We have jumped bigger fences than this before. So yes, I believe the DUP know that as well as anybody else, and I strongly expect that to happen as early as possible in the new year.
And that was Claire Hanother, the SDLP MP. A man's in a critical condition following a shooting in Waterford. It happened at lunchtime in the Carrickfergus Road area. With more detail, here's Laura Donnelly.
At around 2.15 this afternoon, the man was shot a number of times outside a premises near the Mount Shore Apartments. He was initially treated at the scene by ambulance personnel before being taken by ambulance to University Hospital Waterford in a critical condition. Gardaí say the victim is in his 30s. The scene of the shooting is currently closed off and is being preserved for a technical examination. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who may have been close to the Mount Shore Apartments between 2pm and 2.30 today to contact the incident room at Waterford Garda Station.
Over 1,200 inpatients at the country's mental health facilities were physically restrained by staff last year. A new report by the Mental Health Commission has revealed that the use of restrictive practices has increased by 57% over the past decade. With a special report, here's Casey Reardon.
There was almost 7,500 episodes of restrictive practices at mental health facilities last year. CEO of the Mental Health Commission, John Farrelly, says there's three types of practices being used by staff.
Physical restraint. Someone is restrained so that they cannot do harm to themselves or others. Two is seclusion, where someone is locked in a room where they cannot get out. And the third one is mechanical devices, for example, handcuffs and clothing.
Last year alone, 760 inpatients were secluded over 1,700 times, while staff physically restrained more than 1,200 patients over 5,600 times. John Farrelly says the practices should only be used when there's a real risk to a person's safety and is concerned over the volume of episodes that have been reported.
The numbers that we're seeing, I suppose, would ask a question, could that be happening on that amount of occasions in our services?
The Mental Health Commission has asked the HSE to dig into the numbers and develop a strategy to reduce the overall use of restrictive practices.
A woman has been remanded in custody over a stabbing in Derry at the weekend. The 27-year-old appeared in court this morning, charged with a number of offences, including grievous bodily harm with intent, possession of an offensive weapon, and two counts of assault on police. Separately, a man remains in police custody following another stabbing incident in Strabane. With more detail, here's Sean O'Regan.
Investigations are continuing after a man was stabbed at a house at St. Brecon's Park in Derry shortly before 1am yesterday morning. The 22-year-old victim sustained wounds to his shoulder and is being treated in hospital for his injuries, which are not thought to be life-threatening. A 27-year-old woman was arrested following the incident. Meanwhile, shortly before 10 past 2 yesterday morning, it was reported that a man in his 20s approached a flat in the Main Street area of Strabane. The man then knocked on the door and a male occupant armed with a knife assaulted the man. He received a stab wound injury to his leg as a result of the incident and was taken to hospital for his injury. A 50-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of grievous bodily harm with intent. Detectives are urging anyone who may be able to assist with their investigations to contact them at Strand Road by calling the non-emergency number 101.
Air pollution in Letterkenny climbed higher than levels in many parts of New Delhi in India last week. That's according to information supplied to the Sunday Business Post by the Environmental Protection Agency. Professor John Wenger is with the Centre for Research at the Department of Atmospheric Chemistry at University College Cork. He says it's down to burning solid fuels.
I've been looking at figures from the EPA sites the last few years, and this is the highest I have seen. So it is quite extraordinary, although it does come as no surprise in some ways, because we have been monitoring air pollution in small towns across the country, and we've seen these huge spikes during winter months because of solid fuel burning. It is one of those cases where It really is home fires that are causing the pollution, and combined with cold, still winter nights, that really create the perfect kind of conditions, really, for air pollution.
Gardaí, in letter Kenny, are urging people who may be experiencing domestic abuse not to suffer in silence. They say the number of calls they receive of a domestic nature rises dramatically at Christmas time. Gardaí Grainne Doherty says there are a number of organisations that are more than willing to help, and she says Gardaí are also available on a 24/7 basis.
I don't know, is it alcohol related, what it is, more if the family are home, you know, over the Christmas period, and but there is definitely a rise over the Christmas period. We would notice a rise. If anybody is in need of help over the Christmas period, then there's a few Garda stations that they can call that are 24/7, you know, Letterkenny station. Our contact number is 074-9167-100. Buncrana can be called on 074-932-0540. Milford 074-915-3060. Or Ballyshannon 071-985-8530. We're all open 24/7, and there's no problem whatsoever ringing if you need our help at any time of the day or night. Alternatively, call 999 if it's an emergency situation. There is a 24-hour helpline for the Donegal Women's Domestic Violence Service. That's 1-800-262-677. And if anybody is living in a domestic violence situation, then we would urge them to seek help. We can put them in touch with a refuge if it's a case that they need to leave home urgently with children and themselves. You know, we can get them to a place of safety. We just ask that they don't suffer in silence. You know, we're here and they can call us any time, day or night.
Well, that was Gardaí Grainne Doherty there speaking to Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show. A new billboard campaign to highlight the dangers of underage drinking has been banned because it's deemed too political. The posters were designed for the Cork-based charity the Tomar Trust to remind parents that drink is a drug. With more, here's Sarah Jane Tobin.
This outdoor campaign was designed to counter the glorification of alcohol in advertising. The posters are aimed at parents as much as children and show a young girl while connecting the cost of alcohol with underage drinking. The head of communications with Alcohol Action Ireland, Eunan McKinney, says we need to realise that there is a link.
This sort of correlation between alcohol and children isn't a particularly good relationship. We need to move to a situation whereby we tackle the price of drink and its affordability in the marketplace.
But the posters have been banned by the media agency concerned as it considers them to be political advertising. Union believes this is because the outstanding new minimum alcohol unit pricing legislation hasn't been enacted yet.
And an active piece of legislation which includes the introduction of minimum unit pricing on alcohol products hasn't been commenced, and there's a political debate perhaps at the heart of government as to when this will be introduced.
Alcohol Action Ireland says we should no longer accept that the drinks industry has such a huge influence on our young people and their relationship with alcohol. The organisation is calling for the government to introduce this new legislation without further delay, as making alcohol more expensive would discourage underage drinking.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Get them what they really want for Christmas with a gift voucher for Michael Murphy's. Shop in-store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's just gone 5:15. We say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. Starting with rugby, a new Irish rugby head coach, Andy Farrell, says there's plenty of time for players to impress him. A 45-man squad met earlier this month in what's been described as a mid-season stocktake. Rob Kearney, Jack Carty, Geordie Murphy and Kieran Merriman were all left out, but Farrell says there's still plenty of time for them to work their way into the squad.
Not just Rob, but other players as well are saying that we're going to be watching over this Christmas period. Some big games, and then all the way through January with the big games that are coming up in Europe, etc. It's a big time for all really, and hopefully we'll be picking a squad that's brimming on confidence and form come the end of January.
Elsewhere, Munster's Joey Carberry has been rehabbing an ankle injury and is expected to take part in training on Thursday. Johan van Grant's side are preparing to take on Leinster and Thomond Park on Saturday. Leinster, meanwhile, say they still have no timeline on Johnny Sexton's recovery from a knee injury. The former World Player of the Year is expected to miss the start of the Six Nations with the issue that he picked up against Northampton earlier this month. Ross Burnheel resumed full training with the reigning Pro 14 champions this week, while Josh Van de Fleer is going through the return to play protocols. On to soccer, and the government in the UK says it expects the Football Association, the Premier League and the EFL to continue to prioritise the issue of racism. The Prime Minister's spokesman has issued a statement today acknowledging the football authorities had significantly stepped up their efforts. Chelsea defender Antonio Rudiger reported hearing alleged racist abuse at the top flight game against Spurs yesterday. Meanwhile, the new Everton manager Carlo Ancelotti, he has called for football to stand strong against racism. Ancelotti has also experienced the issue while managing Italian club Napoli.
I had a big fight last year in Italy when Koulibaly was abused about dressing at the stadium in Milan. And I think that the FA, the federation, all the federation around the world has to be really tough and strong against this.
Elsewhere, Freddie Ljungberg will remain as part of the backroom staff at Arsenal following Mikel Arteta's appointment as head coach. The Swede had taken charge of the Premier League club on an interim basis following the sacking of Unai Emery last month. Arteta's first game as boss will be away to Bournemouth on St Stephen's Day. And there's one game in the Sky Bet Championship tonight. Blackburn, they host Bottomside Wigan. That's at 7:45. Back at home, Conor McCormick has rejoined Derry City ahead of the new SSE Electricity League season. The midfielder has signed a 2-year contract with the Candy Stripes after leaving Cork City. McCormick says he loved his previous spell at the Brandywell, and that was a big factor in his decision to move there again. And Finn Harps manager Ollie Horgan's still working flat out in the run-up to Christmas to sign more players. The latest person to put pen to paper for the club is Sam Todd. The talented young Cairn Donagh defender is on board for what will be his third season with Harps. In darts, two-time champion Adrian Lewis is through to the last 16 of the PDC World Darts Championships after a 4-3 win over Darren Webster today. And Belgium's Dimitri Vandenberg, he's defeated Englishman Luke Woodhouse by 4-2 in their third round encounter. And 2015 and 2016 champion Gary Anderson, he's in action tonight. He meets Ryan Searle in the evening session. Finally, for this evening in horse racing, Faheen and Sam Crowe will clash in the Grade 1 Matchbook Betting Exchange Novices Chase at Limerick on St Stephen's Day. The Willie Mullins trained Faheen will be aiming to land a 10th Grade 1 event. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. For a moment, back to Donal.
Thank you, Kenny. Two people have been found dead in a flat in North Belfast in what police are describing as a serious incident. Several homes around the property in Kinnaird Close have been evacuated. A major police operation is underway. It's understood the bodies of a man and a woman were discovered shortly after 1 o'clock. Police say post-mortem examinations are taking place. The homelessness crisis will get a hell of a lot worse in 2020, according to Inner City Helping Homeless. It's called for the government to immediately tell the public how many people will be homeless this Christmas. The Department of Housing revealed 3,826 children accessed emergency accommodation in October, with November's figures yet to be published. The CEO of Inner City Helping Homeless, Anthony Flynn, believes things are going to get worse before they get better.
Oh, I think we're going to see the problem getting a hell of a lot worse before it goes better. As I said, continuous rising the amount of people that are living in poverty, the amount of people that that are in emergency accommodation. That's been consistent, and it's a consistent trend in that over the last nearly 2 years or more. The crisis is definitely going to worsen before it gets better. But the minister needs to be honest, and he needs to be honest with the public in terms of how many people are actually in emergency accommodation.
And Met Éireann is ruling out the prospect of a white Christmas. The forecaster says the weather over the festive period will be mostly mild. There are no storms predicted over the next 10 days. Forecaster Evelyn Cusick says Christmas Eve will be dry and mild with similar weather the following day.
Santa's journey through the skies of Ireland. It looks like it's going to be dry and clear and the stars twinkling. This frosty for people driving home for Christmas. Christmas morning, not a white Christmas, but certainly a little bit frosty. But we're hopeful for a really nice day for Christmas Day and quite chilly.
And looking at the weather forecast for this evening and into tomorrow, staying dry across much of the region this evening, just a few isolated showers in mostly moderate west to southwest winds. A mostly dry start to the night with some clear spells, but cloud will increase from the south as the night goes on. Outbreaks of rain and drizzle developing in lowest temperatures of 0 to 3 degrees Celsius. Patchy frost earlier on in mainly light south to southwest winds. Tomorrow Tuesday, a cloudy start and rather misty with some patchy outbreaks of rain and drizzle. That'll clear during the afternoon. It'll leave a mostly dry day with some bright brighter sunny spells. A few showers in western and northern coasts with highest temperatures tomorrow Christmas Eve. 6 to 8 degrees Celsius in light to moderate, variable or westerly winds. Well, that's Highland Radio News. We're back with news again at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 23rd of December. The death has taken place of Barry Fox, Mahara boy, Killigordon. His remains will repose at his mother's home at Milburn Castle Finn from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Castle Finn at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. The death has taken place of Joan Doherty, née Brennan, late of 79 Ballycommon Estates, Drabane, and formerly of Lifford. Her remains are reposing at her son Morris Doherty's home at 37 Jefferson Court. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:20 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 2 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Millmount Manor Residents Comfort Fund, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight until 11 tomorrow morning. The death has taken place of Charlie McRae, 16 Main Street, Sion Mills. His remains will repose at his home from 6:30 this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass in St. Teresa's Church, Sion Mills at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Macmillan Cancer Support, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. The death has taken place of Teresa McGee, Newtown, Fulcara. Teresa's remains will repose overnight in St Finian's Church, Fulcara. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Edward Eddie Fegan, Glenbrook House, Derry, formerly of Hawthorne Terrace. Funeral leaving his niece's home at 163 Hatmore Park tomorrow morning at 9:20, going to St Eugene's Cathedral for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery. The death has occurred of Gracie Mulhern, Carnmore Road, Dunlow. Wake commencing tomorrow morning at 10. House strictly private, please, on Christmas Day. Wake recommencing on St Stephen's Day, the 26th of December at 10 o'clock. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Funeral Mass on Friday at 12 noon in St Cronus Church, Dunlow, with interment afterwards in Mahary Cemetery. The death has taken place of Kathleen McDermott, New Park Road, Carndonna. Her remains will repose at her home until 9 o'clock tonight. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonna, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Lag Cemetery, Mallon. House private, please, before the funeral tomorrow to family, friends and neighbours. The death has occurred of Bernadette McLaughlin, Excelsior Bar, Main Street, Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock for 11 o'clock Mass in St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, Buncrana, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Pascal Finan, Mina Niller, Gwydor, formerly of County Monaghan. His remains will be brought to St Mary's Church, Derrybeg, for 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 11 in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg, followed by burial in Maharagallan Cemetery. And the death has taken place of John Scallon, 26 Summer Hill, Prehen, Derry. Funeral from Quigley's Funeral Home this evening at 6:15, going to St Columb's Church, Chapel Road, Derry. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock with interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Ardmore. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Chest, Heart and Stroke, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight.